You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q-Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My brother's girlfriend is all about drama and makes everybody miserable. What can I do about it? Let's get into it.
My sin! All the bliss of this glorious thought! My sin! Not in part, but the whole! Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Oh, my soul!
It is well! It is well! It is well!
Assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless state, and has shed his own blood for my soul.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this. I'm ready to behave.
And by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I do not believe that.
I really am not.
Nope, but we'll see how long he makes it. We're going to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com tonight, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, my brother's girlfriend is all about drama and makes everybody miserable. What can I do about it? Glenn, I think maybe the best way to start off here is to answer the second question, part of this question, which is, what can I do about it? Unfortunately, the answer to that may be not a whole lot. So what do we do with that?
Well, yeah, I think that is part of the big problem here is when you see something and it's so obvious to you and the other person can't see it or won't see it. Yeah. You just feel like, am I crazy? Am I taking crazy pills right now? You know, it's like they convince you of their weirdness over time. You get wore down by that. But I think it's important to recognize that part of what's frustrating about that is that it is obvious to you, that you can see it, that it... And sometimes we have to take some time to recognize for other people there's a denial element of that, but there's also sometimes it just... They're not in a place to see it. It takes some time to see it, whereas for you, it's something you can see right away.
Yeah. It's a fantastic point. And, Jed, one of the things that, as Glenn points out, is can be frustrating, can be make us feel a little crazy in those situations, is you can see the path to making all of this better.
Sure.
She would be happier. We would certainly all who are around her be happier if it wasn't this way. The unfortunate thing is, if there was a way to just flip that switch and make that happen, you would have done it.
Yeah.
We're to this point because there isn't a way to do that, so what can we do?
That's a great question. Well, let's use the word outcomes for a second. We can do all kinds of things, but let's talk for a second about where it'll land, the kind of results that we'll get. Here's what you want, and you're not wrong to want it. I want to do a thing where she just snaps out of it.
Right.
And then she's just not on drama anymore.
Yeah.
And we can have a nice family dinner together.
Sure.
And it's great. It's fantastic.
Maybe a dramatic monologue or a series of slaps. Something else they try in daytime television.
Right. So, you know, a lot of fine options. And the problem is, I think you probably sense that there isn't a magic thing that you can do and she just snaps out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't there. And so, again, as Glenn said, and rightly so, it's kind of, you're stuck in this maddening situation where this thing is glaringly wrong and you can see it and nobody else can, and
right.
not a lot I can do about it. So I think what we want to ask ourselves as we move forward is, while we can't just, you know, perform a magic ritual and then she's fixed, there are other outcomes that we can pursue that are better than what we've got currently. There are, and can we be okay with stuff that's improvement, even if it's not 100% of everything that we want? We want to encourage it. Improvement is good. That's what we want to shoot for. And we'll get into that as we go farther in this episode.
Absolutely. There are no magic spells you can cast, but we just want to be clear. We're not pro witchcraft on the show.
No.
Do we enjoy a nice eye of newt now and then? Sure. That's a culinary thing, not a witchcraft.
That's right.
We're not gonna give you the voodoo doll solution. We'd
That's
all
right.
love it, but we're gonna look at, as Jed is saying, some practical ways to get a little piece on your own end on this, and we'll look at that when we come right back right here on the show. We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's like if you told someone that they have something in their teeth, and they said, no, I don't.
That's where I keep my spinach for later, sir.
Right.
I'll thank you not to point it out.
Right.
Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I kind of want to do that now, just to weird people.
Right, yeah.
Sir, you have an entire Swiss chard in your teeth. I can't imagine how you wouldn't be aware of it, but just in case you aren't.
No, I don't.
We're continuing to answer a question that came into the bridge line at gmail.com. This question says, my brother's girlfriend is all about drama and makes everybody miserable. What can I do about it? And Glenn, Jed ended that last segment by pointing us towards looking at outcomes that are possible that we might want. Obviously, the ideal outcome is you maybe yell at them with a creative series of vulgarities.
Right.
And they stop doing this thing that annoys you. But
sure.
That's really not on the table.
Right.
So how do we get towards something that's good that can't actually happen?
Well, I think the first step is recognizing if you do nothing, it's going to continue to be the same thing. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've ever done this where somebody's doing something that bothers you and they do it again and again and again. Like on the 20th time you say, Would you give me a break on this? Don't do this somewhere. And they're like, why did you say anything the first 20 times? You had to give them that combo answer of, A, I was a little bit of a coward. B, I was hoping you would figure it out on your own and just stop doing that. That puts it in a bad place, you know. So I think it's about recognizing we do need to bring this up. We need to address this. But to recognize that that's not in order to control the situation. It's just to draw a boundary line on what we will and won't be willing to put up with.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, Jed, I think Glenn gives a very important distinction there. This is not about controlling other people's behaviors.
Yeah.
It's about what we're willing to do in this situation with our own behavior and what effect that can have. So what does that actually look like?
No question about it. Well, let's be clear for a second. If we've watched too much reality TV, the idea that we have is when someone does something we don't like, we grab them by the shoulders, shake them vigorously, and scream, stop it, just over and over again until they stop.
Right.
And the problem is that doesn't ever work, ever. Ever, ever.
What about throwing cocktails?
If you throw a cocktail, it might work.
No.
So
very expensive to try.
The reason why it doesn't work is we actually can't control other people's behavior. It turns out at the end of the day, all behavior in life is voluntary. We all choose the things that we do. So we can encourage people towards better behavior. As Glenn is saying, it's worth saying, hey, you're killing me with the drama. You know, could you not? Because, you know, they kind of can't respond to something they're not aware of. But the idea of saying, I forbid you from drama, that can't work.
It's a very dramatic statement.
It really is. There's no way for that to function. So what we have to do is we have to decide for ourselves what we're going to do. I'm not going to submit myself to but so much drama. I'm not going to be around it. I don't like it, so I'm not going to be around it. Some people like horror movies. I don't. I'm not going to go to horror movies. That's just the way I'm going to live my life. That's a good thing. That's what people refer to as having boundaries. It's a healthy thing. But the question when you look at it is, what does that actually look like? You know, practically speaking, how do we actually do that?
It's a great point, and we'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Point.
Bridge Loud.
We are back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just realized the whole point of reality TV is watching people have problems and issues that they can't admit to and you can't do anything about.
Yep.
Yes.
That's why I don't watch it.
Not at all? Not in those hoarder shows?
No, I don't.
Marathon?
I have.
4 hours that straight?
Well, you know, my cousins had it on, and I didn't want to be rude.
Sure.
Oh, you didn't want to cause drama.
That's yes.
By not watching all 17 episodes of the Storage Closet show.
I didn't want to have any harsh confrontations.
Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
This is a safe space, Glenn. It's okay.
No, it's not.
No,
It's almost the opposite of that.
Ah, yes.
Well, for us, we will roundly mock each other. But if you write your question in the bridgelab@gmail.com, certainly a safe place for you to do that. This week's question says, my brother's girlfriend is all about drama and makes everybody miserable. What can I do about it? And Glenn, we close out the last segment with Jed looking at the idea of boundaries. Mm-hmm. And what that actually means, as opposed to telling someone what you want them to do or not do, boundaries are about lining out for yourself and lining out for other people what you will and will not put up with. So
yeah.
How does that apply to this situation?
Well, I think it starts with recognizing that you deserve to be in a positive situation that's not unpleasant like this. I think there's a certain amount of that family obligation thing. It's the holidays. It's grandma's birthday. You gotta just suck it up and put up with what, you know. But what I have a problem with is, for some reason, we're always putting the pressure on the reasonable person to just put up with suffering, rather than the unreasonable person to just relent and try and behave for a couple of hours here.
Yeah.
So sometimes we get caught up in that. We're putting a pressure on ourselves, and we lose that sense of, I actually deserve to be in a healthier situation. I should be in that healthier situation. We would say in our day job, we work with people and try and help them connect to a spiritual life, that God wants a better situation for them.
Absolutely right. And Jed, what would that practically look like, as far as I've decided that this point of drama is all I can stand and I can't stand no more, the Popeye theorem, as we call
it. Yes.
And what does it actually look like to extricate yourself from that situation without playing into it and adding to the drama?
How do
you
do that? So let's look at a similar situation. Suppose that you are single, and when you go to family gatherings, they're always harassing you about, you know, when are you going to have a boyfriend?
Right.
You know, when's that going to happen? So maybe you decide, look, you know, I can deal with a handful of comments on that. I know that they mean well and whatnot, but I'm literally going to keep a tally. When it gets past 4 comments, I've had enough. And that doesn't mean I'm going to make a scene, but it does mean I've got another thing I've got to go do.
Right.
When the 4th comment gets made, I'm going to give myself a second. I'm going to drink a glass of water and say, well, guys, it's been great. I'm going to have to take off. Got some other things to do, so I'll be seeing you around. And then you leave.
All right.
That's it. That's how that works. Similarly with drama, you know, a certain amount of, well, what did you think she meant when she said the thing? Well, you know what? If we're on that for 2 minutes as we're passing to other points of conversation, I can put up with that. But I'm setting my watch. When we get to 10 minutes in a row discussing made-up drama, I've got an appointment I've got to get to. Golly gee, would you look at the time? I've just got to go. That's how you do that. That's how that works. Now, here's the good news. If you leave and go to a place where healthy, positive people are, who love you and affirm you and build you up, then we award you 30 Bridge Loud bonus points for doing that extra credit assignment.
Bridge Loud bonus points, not of any cash value. We'll be right back right here on the Bridge Loud.
Things up, it's easy.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Mission USA founder Glenn Fitzgerald.
Just throw away these newspapers. You do not need them for anything. You have a problem.
Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I might need them later.
No one needs issues of alt-weeklies from the 70s. Jed, when are you ever going to use those?
Maybe.
Well, he makes a good point. We're continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question is, my brother's girlfriend is all about drama and makes everybody miserable. What can I do about it? Now, we talked about drawing some healthy boundaries, celebrating the fact that you do that. I, for one, have a system where when my family members particularly say something insane, and instead of engaging with that, I go in the next room and have myself an ice cream sandwich. Okay. Because ice cream sandwiches taste delicious,
okay,
where drama does not.
Yes.
But maybe it's your first time doing this. Maybe you need a little extra kick. Maybe you need to put some secret sauce in that ice cream sandwich.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, as you mentioned in our day job, which you've been doing for a long time, working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of addiction, getting them plugged into a spiritual life, into church families, there's a lot of people who are having their first experience with healthy boundaries.
Right.
Maybe at a later stage in life.
Right.
So what do you tell folks as they start on that journey of drawing those healthy boundaries?
Well, as you're pointing out, we're dealing with people who have really extreme family dysfunctions in a lot of cases. Sometimes they've even been part of that. So that these are really, really extreme problems that are going on. But one of the first things I'll ask someone when they're dealing with anger in a family situation like this is I ask them, what if God was as angry about this as you are?
Mm.
Because it's sometimes hard to picture that. I think we just say, well, God wants me to behave and just wants me to put up with it. But if God is as displeased about this as you are, then it's about recognizing that he has a way out of that situation and that he wants to give you comfort that he may be on your side a lot more than you think.
Great point. Jed, anything to add to that?
Just want to affirm, God has your back. You know, the thing about developing boundaries and enforcing them, saying, I'm going to put up with this, I can live with that, I'm not going to put up with more than that, that's a skill. It's something that you get better at the more that you do it. And so the thing about that is when you start, you're not going to do it perfectly. You're going to put up with too much or with too little. You're going to make a scene when you leave when you didn't mean to. You're going to not confront somebody when you should. That's okay. There's no way around that. You're new at it. But it's a really important skill to develop. And again, the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. One thing that a lot of people don't realize, but that you should know, is all healthy adult relationships have boundaries.
Yes.
All of them. Every single one. And sometimes we're not aware that there are boundaries, but there are. All healthy adult relationships have boundaries. God has your back in that process. In other words, God isn't cheering you on only when you get it just right. God's actually proud of you just for making the effort, just for taking a first step in that direction and trying to move forward. And so are we. So don't be a stranger. Email us and let us know how it's going and how we can help.
We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I was sinking deep inside.